The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, April 19th. I'll be breaking down some of the key findings from the Mueller report and what to expect next. Also, what's happening with the economy, Facebook's latest privacy problems, and say goodbye to seeing the number of Instagram likes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's here. After 2 years of an investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's 448-page report is now public, at least most of it. It details some questionable behavior by the president, but as expected, there are no major bombshells that we didn't already know, and no criminal charges. Here are a few of the highlights. The report confirms Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, with efforts that may have started as early as 2014. And the investigation found a bunch of links or ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. But here's the thing. To be a crime, both parties have to agree to take action. And the report found no evidence that happened, which means no coordination or conspiracy that amounts to a crime. The report also details how Trump tried to stop or interfere with the Russia investigation and even push Mueller out, but he couldn't. Mostly, the report says, because the people he asked to do that refused. The New York Times says Mueller himself debated about whether several actions by the president were, in fact, obstructing justice. And ultimately, Mueller left it undecided. Trump is not charged and not exonerated. And one of the headlines you might be hearing a lot about, Trump's first reaction when he learned the special counsel was assigned to this case. He apparently said, quote, "This is the end of my presidency. I'm expletive." The full report was released yesterday with some stuff blacked out. Before that, Attorney General William Barr held a press conference and seemed to defend the president, repeating the president's phrase that there was, quote, "no collusion." And he said Trump faced unprecedented scrutiny before and after taking office. But critics say Barr was acting more like Trump's lawyer than the attorney general, and Democrats don't trust him. As for Trump, he said it was a good day and tweeted game over. He and Republicans are ready to move on from the Russia investigation. But House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says, not so fast. He feels there is plenty of evidence in the report of possible obstruction that needs to be explored further, and he wants to talk directly to Mueller. He asked Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill by the end of next month. There's, of course, much more to this full report. If you want to read it for yourself, you can find a link and several different summaries about it in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com. The fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral was most likely caused by an electrical short circuit. That's what investigators told the AP, although it's not official yet. At this point, investigators can't get inside the building to search the rubble because of safety concerns. They do think it's an accident, but they're still following up on everything. To recap, the iconic 850-year-old cathedral caught fire on Monday. The spire and part of the roof were destroyed. Now there's an international competition for architects to redesign the roofline and create a new spire. French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants to rebuild it within 5 years. That would be in time for Paris to host the Summer Olympics in 2024. Nearly $1 billion of donations have now come in to help make that possible. There were concerns about the U.S. economy late last year, but things are looking a little better now. CNBC reports the number of people who filed for unemployment last week is down to the lowest level since 1969, and it's been going down for the past 5 weeks. At the same time, Reuters reports retail sales went up nearly 2% in March, which is the biggest increase since 2017. Should people using food stamps be able to use them to buy groceries online? Well, a new pilot program in New York is trying it out. Reuters reports both Walmart and Amazon are participating. Amazon, who does stand to benefit from this, says this will dramatically increase the access to food. Food stamps are part of a government program to provide free food to 40 million Americans, or about 12% of the total U.S. population. The online program is expected to start in New York, but expand to other states as well, like Alabama, Iowa, New Jersey, and Washington, as more retailers take part. Scientists may have found a cure to a rare immune disorder. It's known as Bubble Boy disease because of the 70s documentary Bubble Boy, about a boy who spent most of his life in a plastic bubble to protect him from infections. The BBC says people born with this disease have little to no immune protection, so even the common cold can be deadly. Now, a new study says scientists were able to cure 8 babies by using HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Scientists altered the virus so it doesn't actually cause HIV, but instead it's a gene therapy. Doctors think this could be a solution for this rare disease, but more testing is needed. All right, much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor, Swap.com. If you like the deals and steals you can find at thrift stores, but don't like having to sift through so many racks at the physical store, then try out Swap.com. You can look through the millions of clothes in just seconds on the website or with the mobile app, using simple filters to find just what you need. You can choose categories including women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity, then choose any specifics you're looking for, like the brand, including Nike, Carter's, and Lululemon, or search for a certain season, size, color, and condition. And there are easy returns within 30 days if something doesn't fit. And with Earth Day next Monday, now is the time to make sure clothes don't go to waste. Plus, you get a special offer. Go to swap.com/newsworthy to check it out and sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Be sure to enter your email address to get that offer. Go to swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. When it comes to in-flight entertainment, those real-time maps that tell you where you are and how long you have left on your flight are the most popular. Well, now the Wall Street Journal reports they're about to get an upgrade. Travelers will be able to get more details about places they're flying over, like the top rides at Disneyland or facts about Mount Fuji. The map will also tell you about your flight, like the languages the flight attendant speaks or when dinner will be served. Airlines are hoping to make some more money from this. You likely won't have to pay, but you can expect to see more marketing. Companies like hotels, theme park tickets, and restaurants will pay to show up on that map. The update is expected on some flights as soon as next year. Facebook is admitting another privacy mistake. Business Insider reports Facebook says it's unintentionally uploaded the email contacts of 1.5 million users over the last few years. A security researcher first noticed Facebook was asking for email passwords when people first signed up, then started importing their email contacts without their permission. That's a practice widely frowned upon. Facebook now says it was a mistake. It's changing that new member policy and deleting the data it already has. And there's more. Facebook also updated information about a past problem on its other platform, Instagram. Facebook now says millions of Instagram users may have had their passwords stored in plain text, meaning they weren't secure. If it was yours, you should get a notice from Instagram about it. Speaking of Instagram, you might have to say goodbye to seeing the number of likes other people's posts get. TechCrunch reports Instagram is at least internally testing a new format that allows only the person who posts something to see the number of likes it has. Instagram says the goal is to help followers focus on what you share, not how popular it is. But to be clear, this is not happening yet. Instagram is basically just saying we're thinking about it, so stay tuned. Carl's Jr. is doing something no other fast food chain has done before. Business Insider says it's adding a CBD-infused burger to the menu, at least at one restaurant in Denver, Colorado, on one day only, tomorrow, April 20th. Yes, it's 420, which is sometimes known as National Weed Day. It'll cost $4.20. The burger will be called the Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight. The sauce is infused with hemp-based CBD oil. Remember, CBD is a compound found in cannabis plants. It's said to have some effects on your body, but it's not the same thing as getting high from marijuana. It's become much more popular and mainstream this year. Two different religious holidays are happening this weekend, Easter and Passover. Easter is this Sunday. It's a Christian holiday celebrated with traditions like the Easter bunny, candy, and decorating eggs. And the Jewish holiday, Passover, starts at sundown tonight. It lasts 8 days in the U.S. and involves certain symbolic meals, including eating matzah instead of bread. And that's it today. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, I always provide the story sources and links from each episode on thenewsworthy.com in case you want to read more about one of the stories. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.